专门的我的 Vajra Made for all Made for life
Good evening, it's 18 hours This is Millennium Radio with the main news
Millennium and News Keeping you informed in both local, sports and international news
Welcome to the 18 Hours News Bulletin on Millennium Radio. We take a look at stories making headlines. 35 Kafue farmers swindled of 161 million kwacha in soya beans deal. Sibo Society demands closure of cyanometers over pollution scandal. At least 800 killed in quake, says UN humanitarian agency.
The voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugema Timothy Jilala. 35 farmers in Kafue have allegedly been defrauded of more than 161 million kwacha by an Indian national identified only as Suleiman, who engaged them to supply soybeans to Alliance Gineries. According to group representative Baby Mwanga, the farmers were contracted verbally and on an individual basis by Suleiman, who claims to be an agent for the company. The farmers went ahead to deliver the soybeans on the agreement that they would be paid upon supplying. Mr. Mwanga explained to Millennium Radio that Alliance Gineries had already paid Mr. Suleiman for the produce, but the agent has since disappeared and is unreachable, leaving the farmers stranded. He has appealed to the government to intervene in the matter, saying the affected farmers are now facing huge financial losses as a result of the scam.
Now, that man has gotten all money and has paying us farmers. The total amount is about 101,452. People are involved, the 5 people, and the agreement which was there, he told us after 3 days I'll be giving you. He should give us a good price than the price which was in Osaka. So we decided to deliver in Kashua. So after the payment came, then him we collected the money from the company. But he didn't pay us. We had the contract with Dinas. Or if you don't have contract, meaning you can't sell there. So we are selling in his contract. So now he didn't pay us, but the company has paid him.
Namwala, Member of Parliament Mono Mapani, has appealed to the government to fast-track the reintroduction of the constitutional amendment legislation to Parliament, stressing that only 9 months remain before the next general election. In an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Mapani said the government should seize the opportunity as President Hagainde Hichilema prepares to open the fifth session of the 13th National Assembly on Friday, September 12, 2025. He notes that timely passage of the bill is critical for ensuring manageable constituencies and enabling Zambians to benefit fully from the government services. Mr. Mapani adds that reintroducing the bill would give members of Parliament adequate time to debate and approve it without unnecessary delays. He has emphasized that proper delimitation would not only enhance fairness and healthy competition among MPs, but also improve communities' access to development projects.
I want to make an appeal, an earnest appeal, to the Republican president, his cabinet, that Bill 7 should be taken back to the National Assembly or the Parliament, so that members of Parliament can look at it and have it approved. We have no time. We need to ensure that the element of equality prevails. There are some constituencies when it comes to issue of civil service and other things, there are a lot of imbalances. There's no evidence because of the size of some constituencies. To me, as any member of Parliament for the matter, I stand strong that this bill should be taken back to the House.
Civil society organizations have called for the immediate closure of cyanometers and the prosecution of individuals accused of covering up the company's pollution scandal. This follows findings by Drizzt Zambian Independent Environment Firm, which revealed that more than 1.5 million tons of waste were discharged after a tailings dam failure. The report further indicated that 900,000 cubic meters of toxic tailings remain in the environment, posing a serious threat to communities and the ecosystems. Care for Nature Executive Director Nsama Kings described government's handling of the matter as deeply disappointing, accusing authorities of downplaying the severity of the spill at the expense of the citizens. Ms. Kings stated that side emitters must be compelled to pay heavily for the destruction caused instead of the minimal compensation it was initially allowed to settle.
And also there's a crime against humanity, we can say, because it's people's health, it's people's lives that are at stake. And in the meantime, it's almost 7 months since we have been waiting for this comprehensive report, because now we don't know who to trust. And also we should take note that within a few months' time, it's going to be rain season. And if the land, the environment is not cleaned up of this pollution, we don't know what more will be washed into the river. So it's very urgent that government intervenes and informs the nation what is what, because this is worrisome what is happening right now.
And Zambia. And the Zambia Management of Environment, and the Zambia Institute of Management of Environmental Management Executive Director Morgan Katachi echoed the concerns, warning that the government's apparent complicity risks eroding public trust in the environmental governance. But efforts to obtain a comment from Green Economy and Environment Minister Mike Imposha proved unsuccessful by press time.
And also of regional and international significance. Yeah, because the last time there was this type of pollution, it was in Brazil, in the area called Brumadinho acid accident. That's where we had in Brumadinho, that's where we had this grand type of pollution. And you know what that caused? It made the IMF to change the rules of mining.
Yes.
So in Brumadinho in Brazil, IMF changed the rules of mining.
The National Food and Nutrition Commission has expressed concern over the high levels of food waste and loss in Zambia, particularly involving seasonal crops such as mangoes and horticultural produce like tomatoes. NFNC Deputy Executive Director Matthews Mururu said the problem stems largely from inadequate storage facilities, resulting in large quantities of food being wasted. He cited Soweto Market in Lusaka as an example where piles of perishable produce often go to waste. Mr. Mururu explains that the Minister of Agriculture has introduced several programs targeting different groups through extension services to improve post-harvest management. He has described this strategy as a blanket intervention designed to tackle food loss at various stages while addressing diverse audiences. Ms. Amour has further stressed the critical role of the media in raising public awareness, noting that reducing food waste would help improve the nation's food security and contribute to lowering Zambia's high rates of malnutrition.
So the season of food, we lose them in plenty. You would agree with me that, for example, in the seasons when we have mangoes and they're plenty, you know, storage capacity of the country, if it's sometimes even horticulture products like tomatoes, you go to the water market, you find piles and piles of food that should go to waste. So we have various programs with the Ministry of Agriculture. We're using the extension services to also spread the word around, harvest management and all. So it has to be a whole blanket. It has to be, you know, a situation where we are intervening with different audiences, looking at the different challenges and just the food that we are losing at different stages.
Meanwhile, civil society organizations scaling up nutrition CS Holland's programs officer, Marjorie Chilufa, says the main goal of the workshop was to build the capacity of journalists to effectively report on food system. Ms. Chilufa explained that the CSO Sun had identified a significant knowledge gap among media professionals regarding food systems, which has hindered progress in strengthening Zambia's food security.
So the purpose of this meeting, or rather the training, is to increase capacity in media and also to just teach them more on the food systems and the landscape of the food systems in Zambia, and as well as knowing the important role that the media plays. Because, you know, media is the most platform that disseminates information in our country. And there's a knowledge gap that we have noticed at CSOSA, especially among the media, which has really brought a setback.